Crank us up louder.
Turn that record down.
Shut up. Crank it up even more.
Golden District, Saint FM, 94.7.
You get me?
Me?
It's Rich and James on the Technology Show.
Yes, indeed it is. Good evening, Maldon District and beyond. I'm Rich Tracy.
And I'm James Hayden.
Oh, your mic's really low.
Oh, I can't hear anything in my headphones.
Hang on, just we'll talk into it. Got to talk into the side of it. Damn. Nothing changes.
Hello.
Funny? It's all right.
I can't hear myself.
I know. Right, I'll tell you what then.
Hello.
See, nothing changes. I can plug you in over here.
Doesn't work.
Does it not?
You brought me back, Rich.
Hang on.
And it doesn't work.
It must
listen,
be just something
listen
coming
to this.
Is this plugged in, look? Oh, that'll be it, look.
That's He's not plugged, plugged in. My headphones into something that isn't
where,
plugged into the
where's
desk.
The splitter?
There.
Oh, well, give me the splitter and I'll work it out.
The splitter.
Right, ready?
See, this
here
truly
go,
is the tech show.
How's that?
Oh.
Is that it?
Ah, oh, it's how it should have been.
I know.
Yeah.
Should we just start that jingle again and do it properly?
Yeah, let's do it again.
Yeah, all right.
Hello, that's better.
Hold on then. All right, just got to press this.
Just
press
because
that.
It's an epic jingle.
Yeah, I know. Should we go again then? From
yeah.
the top. From the top, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
It's Rich and James on the Technology Show.
Wow.
So, man, sometimes, you know, like we talked about it before, sometimes a guy, you know, a tree falls out of the woods and gets stuck in your neck, and sometimes you're over at your friend's house and a chimp rips your face off.
So, yeah, there you go. We are back. I think it's a bit of an epic start, isn't it? You know?
Oh, it's awesome, mate.
Should we go to another one?
No, we don't need to spam them. Let's just get on with the show. Come on.
Well, we can go to the first track, can't we?
You want to go for a track?
Yeah.
You don't want to talk yet?
Well, they know what they've got in store.
Okay.
It's just better than ever.
Okay.
Here's Craig David, Bastille, I Know You.
Rich and James on the Technology Show.
We're all stumbling through the night. It doesn't matter, we're all together, and it's paradise in our minds, falling together, arms round each other. I know you know me too.
Craig David and Bastille, I Know You on Saint FM 94.7. This is, of course, not happening when I press the button.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Technology news. That was a little bit strange.
Don't make me put a ban on the flange.
All right, fine. That's not a problem.
Because there's no longer three of us anymore, mate. So I can't be outvoted. It's just my way or the highway.
I like how that works.
Do you like that?
It's like I don't get a vote.
You don't get a vote.
Because I'm in control.
Yeah.
So I see. So yeah, we've got loads of tech news coming up on the show this evening. We've got the download chart. We've got gaming. We've got movies. We have got Weird and Strange. We've got the breakdown of the show. And, of course, can I use an effect for that, please?
No.
Just for the techno takeover. Just for the techno takeover.
Go on then. Go on then. One time.
We've got the world famous techno takeover. Just, I changed it up a little bit. Just a tad. Just a little bit. We're now the original. The original tech show. Well, sort of not the original,
no,
really.
The best version.
The best
there
version,
was,
yeah.
When it was it's just a bit me
like,
and you.
You know, like the TV shows when they changed dynamics.
Mm.
Like, didn't the Gadget Show, didn't they lose Otis? And then
I don't
they
like
had...
the Gadget Show format now. They have the guy from Red Dwarf.
Craig presents it
and then chucks to them.
Yeah, I know. It's very strange. He's got
strange.
Some weird desk as well, like,
yeah,
he's in an office.
It's very strange format.
Yeah, it's not but really like
ours
a...
Ours is
yeah.
the best, you know. I know. Two's company, three's a crowd,
well,
mate.
The announcement is, because obviously, you know, I sort of, our team put a lot of announcements on the page today just to beef
he's,
up tonight's
he's joined
show.
The cult, hasn't he?
I don't know. Maybe.
That's what I heard. He's joined the cult.
So, I don't know what you're saying.
He's joined the cult and gone off to help people sell houses.
We've got loads of stuff coming up. But the big announcement tonight is the podcast will be back this week. We'll be on YouTube with the YouTube playlist.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you promised me these things. But
so basically, the show will be in this format, but the tracks we play, you will get the videos on YouTube.
Cool.
You see how that works?
Yeah.
So you get the tech show, the whole in its entirety, the 2 hours, with the tracks. But instead of tracks, you get videos.
I need to find an app that will make... You know those talking heads? You know when it's a picture of yourself?
Good band.
You know it's a picture of the head, but it animates the top of the head and the bottom of the head moving. You could play that when we're talking on the radio.
Well, funny you should say that. I did look at a few plugins. So, you know, like Ricky Gervais did with his radio show, he turned it into like animation.
Yeah.
So maybe we could do something like
CGI.
I don't think
you need to do that. I think you just need an app that you just put into the YouTube.
Yeah.
That is just mine and yours head just going.
I mean, obviously.
Like Terrence and Philip.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
That'd be cool, yeah. But, you know, if it's popular, we do the YouTube show with just the audio of what we're doing now and obviously the videos in between, if it becomes popular. We're going to create a studio and actually get some HD cams on it so that you can actually see us as well as hear us on the show and do the podcast.
There's a reason we're on radio, mate.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it's quite exciting times, really.
I've got some technology news.
Oh, yeah, go for it then. We've run out of bed, though.
Well, you better restart it.
Oh, we'll do the other one then. Ready?
Because there was no tech news in that, and that's the first thing you played.
Yeah, I know. All right, we better do more tech news then. It means I've got to do the jingle again, though.
Yeah, do the jingle again.
Technology show on Saint FM 94.7.
Technology news.
Well, mate,
I know you banned it for everything else, but I felt that was right placement there. But
Elon Musk,
yeah,
has made a flamethrower.
Yeah, I saw this by the Boring Company.
Yeah, and it's sold out now, and it will come with a free gift.
Okay.
So
what? Some fuel for it or something?
I have no idea. It's the gadget no one wants to be seen without, especially in perilous times. Yeah. Ever since it was launched last Saturday, Elon Musk's Boring Company flamethrower has become the talk of the world.
Mm.
Could it be real? Could it be dangerous? Could it be the Tesla CEO is having too much of amusement these days? Retailing at $500.
Yeah.
Why do you need a $500 flamethrower?
I don't know, but it begs the question, right? If there's such a hoo-ha about guns, which obviously controversial subject, very important that you go through the right things to actually get a gun, obviously. Yeah. I'm not going to speak about that too much, but it seems that you can just go and buy this flamethrower, right?
Yeah, gun.
You don't need a license or anything. You just buy it and fuel it up, and away you go.
It's just a video of him with a flamethrower.
Is it a joke? I know it's not April the Fools,
it's sold out. It's sold out.
April Fools, even.
So, do you know what's funnier?
What,
this thing sold out, and the Apple HomePod hasn't.
Yeah. Well, now we had a debate the other day about the iPhone 10. It's not the X, is it?
Yeah, you're still wrong.
It's been confirmed, though, by various sources over the last couple of days.
Still wrong.
They're halving production of it because it's not... It's been... People have bought it.
It's very expensive.
But it's, yeah, the price point and, you know, just... It's a bit of a change. So they've halved production, apparently. Not stopped it.
No.
But just toned it down a little bit. Which I suppose...
Because, do you know why, though?
Why?
Because I did read more into this.
Oh, yeah.
They're planning on all future incarnations of the iPhone being like the iPhone X, but in cheap but cheaper versions. So, you know, the iPhone X is made of very premium stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it feels weighty. It feels well-built.
Yeah,
you know,
so it's not like your average iPhone.
No, it's a lot higher spec than a normal iPhone. A normal iPhone feels well-built. Yeah, it just feels like next level.
Yeah, it does. I will agree with that.
Yeah.
I've got two different types of the current version.
Yeah.
And
I didn't think
compare,
an iPhone could ever feel cheap in my hands, but a regular one versus a 10.
I think it's just the dimensions, like the screen size and everything. Nice. It looks
just the silver one with its nice proper metal bezel. It's very nice.
I'm a bit shocked that they actually brought out the 8. It's almost like a Windows
it
ME
was a
in
waste,
my opinion.
Waste of time, yeah.
You know, so, I think we've been here before.
They are,
but, you know,
they are setting people up to get used to no home button. I mean, I've had customers who've told me they've returned the phone because they missed the home button. There's no difference with having a home button and not.
I have to say, when I've tried it out...
Your thumb goes to the same place.
But when you're trying to sort of close apps and stuff, you have to learn all the swipe ups and all that stuff.
It's not really that hard.
No, it's not hard, but
it
took me about a day. I'm very Android.
About a day.
The one thing that would stop me switching to an iPhone full time, right? Yeah. I'm talking from personal opinion here, is the fact of when you're writing text, and you know when you want to change a word because you've typed it wrong... When you try and select it on iPhone, it kind of goes everywhere but where you push.
No, it doesn't.
Whereas on Android,
but then
you
my
kind of press where
is,
you want, it goes right where you want.
The keyboard
you know?
Isn't as slick on an Android as it is on an iPhone.
But you can get Gboard or something.
But I've tried lots. Yeah. Nothing types as quickly and as responsively as an iPhone keyboard.
Okay. So I suppose it swings around about.
It swings around about. You know, I had suffered a month and a half with my Android waiting for the 10 to come out, didn't I? And
you did. You did do it early.
I put my
and
time.
And it was out a bit late, wasn't it? Well, no, it wasn't out late in the end.
No,
was it?
I had to make sure I got the maximum trading price for my old iPhone.
Oh, I see.
So I traded in before they announced the phone.
What do you think about this cutting production of the 10, though? Do you think the resale value is going to be higher or lower than normal? Because
the resale value will be higher.
Because it's a limited edition.
Yeah, they're making it limited.
Yeah,
It's the same with all the iPhones. The iPhones that you can no longer get those memory variants of, so the early 6S's that are in 64 gig and the they were really expensive to buy at the time, and there's iPhone 5C, which is a very old phone now that if you were really
still
lucky,
current, isn't it?
No.
Is it not?
No, but you can get them in a 32 gig.
5S.
You can get them in a 32 gig. They were ridiculously priced.
What, the C?
The C.
I thought it was only 8 gig.
8 and 16 is what it started, but there was a 32 as well.
They made it more like a normal iPhone, even though it was supposed to be the budget version.
Yeah, but they disappeared really quickly because they were too expensive. You know, the whole point of a C was it was cheap. But these phones that are in that have the higher memories that didn't stick around very long, they still hold their value.
Right.
So, yeah, what you'll get is you'll get an iPhone 9 or whatever they decide, just iPhone, whatever they decide to brand it as, that will just be a cheaper version of a 10, that will look like a 10, won't be as premium as a 10, because they can make the body of a 10 in out of the materials that they use on the 8 at
that's
the moment.
That's true, that's true.
So,
okay. Wasn't it the panel that pushed the price up?
Yeah, it's the panel.
Yeah, because it's got a funny shape in it and all that stuff.
But they're talking about the 10 now going to being the plus.
Right, okay.
So they'll make a 10 plus. Can you imagine the size of that screen?
Yeah.
That's close to 6 inches as it is.
So what is the 10 plus size likely to be, have we heard?
Well, an iPhone plus is 5.5.
So they can't go iPad size, can they? Because that'd be ridiculous.
An iPhone plus is 5.5 inch screen.
Right.
A 10 is 5.8 inch screen.
Yeah.
The biggest screen on the market at the moment that's, you know, mainstream is 6-inch screen.
Mm.
6-inch seems to be about as comfortable as you can go.
Yeah.
Past 6 inches, you're in tablet territory.
I mean, we've got big hands, haven't we, you and me? So,
well, let's not brag.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, hard not to with our hands. But, you know, so a big phone to us is all right. But, you know, what about little people?
I don't know how you
dainty little people isn't it, right? You know, like
screen.
Smaller build people.
I don't know how you could go past a 6-inch screen comfortably.
No. So it would be like trying to hold an iPad.
The smallest tablet you can buy is 7 inches.
Yeah. So it's going into the tablet territory. Or phablet, isn't it?
Yeah,
but... Is phablet still a thing?
But phablet was when it was 5 or 6 inches back in the day.
So phones are now the phablets, really?
Phablet doesn't exist
anymore. So you could now call a phone a tablet, really?
No.
Almost.
Because they've changed the dimensions. They were wider. They were more rectangular. Now this is a longer screen.
But then your screen on the X or the 10, 10X, looks small, but it isn't, because when it comes up, it's literally to the edges, like the S8.
Yeah, so that's all screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah,
because your brain is almost programmed to look at that and go, well, that's bezel and that's bezel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because we're so used to seeing
it. But when it lights up, it's just all screen.
It's all screen. So that is, if you took a tablet and put that size screen in it and a huge bezel, that would be like it'd look like a tablet.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But they've definitely changed dimensions of phone size. The S8 Plus is really thin.
Yes. Yeah, I noticed that actually, the S8 going from the S7 to the S8.
And the Plus Samsung is thinner.
The screen, and also on videos, it's a little bit weird because you get the black bars at the left and right. So that threw me out a little bit for a while.
This is a thinner screen as well. It's a longer, thinner screen.
Oh, is it? I didn't know it was on the 10. What, compared
when I
to an 8?
It's a weird shape.
Yeah.
It's a weird shape when you screenshot.
Does it leave the little indent?
No.
No, it doesn't. It ignores that. Okay. No. All right, fair enough. Right, we're going to have another track now, and we're going to come back with more tech news. Here's Portugal the Man and Feel It Still on Tel FM 94.7 Tech Show. Me Rich.
Me James.
And no Adam.
Ha 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 ha. I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966. Might be over now, but I feel it still. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. Let me kick it like it's 1986. Might be over now, but I feel it still. Got another mouth to feed. Leave it with the babies till the mama call the grave digger.
Okay, we're going to do something we don't usually do on this show. We're going to go back-to-back track. Justin Timberlake, Say Something, featuring Chris Stapleton.
Rich and James on the Technology Show.
Everybody says, say something, say something, say something, say something, say something, say something. I don't want to get caught up in the rhythm of it, but I can't help myself.
Brand new one from Justin Timberlake featuring Chris Stapleton. That was Say Something on Sun FM 94.7. If you are watching on the YouTube show, which won't be on live, but you can watch it afterwards, sort of sometime around the weekend probably, then it's a great video. It's all done in one shot. If you are listening live, go and Google it up and have a little look, find it. Obviously after the show. Don't do it during the show because you want to be listening to us, right? So, should we do some more tech news, James?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? Do a bit more? Bit more tech news. Here we go. That's a bit weird. Is that phone interference? We haven't had that since the Burnham studio.
That's because I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay. You're not on the Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds a bit different to you, but it sounds like a modernised phone interference. But it's just sitting near the mic cable. Let's do some tech news. Here we go.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Technology news, news. Might be mine as well, because mine's sitting near it, so it might not be.
Yours is on the desk, mate.
I know. You're talking radio desk. Right, so a little bit more tech news to take us into the download chart. Well, this will be interesting. I wonder if we've got the number one on the system, or if we've played it already, because I haven't been checking that. So tech news-wise, do you want to do one, or shall I do one? I haven't done one for ages. I don't think I did one last time we did a show, which was about a month ago, by the way. So here we go. Let's have a little look. Doesn't look like I can do one at the moment. It's over to you, James. What we got? Need a tech news story.
Oh, that'd be you then.
Yeah, I can't get it at the moment. I told you it was a bad idea for me to use Internet Explorer.
I didn't.
Hang
on, I'm just trying.
It's all right. I'll see if I can. I might be able to do one. Here we go. Let's have a little look. There we go. Yeah, I can do one. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry.
You do it.
Right. Okay. So looking at the news stories then. Latest one. Office 2019 will only work on Windows 10. So Microsoft are officially, it looks, ditching older Windows. Older than Windows 10.
No.
So if you've got Windows 7, Windows Vista, Windows XP, you know, you can't get Office 2019. It'll only work on Windows 10. In a support article for service and support of Windows and Office, Microsoft has revealed you'll need to upgrade to Windows 10 if you want the latest version of Office without subscribing to the company's Office 365 service. It's a move that's clearly designed to push businesses that are holding off on to 365 subscriptions, as the standalone Office 2019 software will only be supported on Windows 10 and not Windows 7 or Windows 8.1. See, 8.1, I always forget about that because it was such a quick version. It's almost like it went Windows 7 to Windows 10 for me, but there you go. Microsoft is that's pretty cool. I use that. Microsoft is also altering the support lifecycle for Office 2019. It will only receive 5 years of mainstream support and then approximately 2 years of extended support. So they're ditching old software.
Oh.
Windows 10 is the only Windows as far as Microsoft are concerned these days. You got one?
No,
I'll do another one then.
Get rid of that.
I don't want to go too geeky.
Well, don't go too geeky.
It's a lot of Windows news at the moment. Right, here we go. There's hopes that sucking CO2 from the air will fix the climate. Senior scientists from across Europe have evaluated the potential contribution of negative emission technologies, NETs, to allow humanity to meet the Paris Agreement's targets of avoiding dangerous climate change. They find that NETs have limited realistic potential to halt increases in the concentration of greenhouse gases. Yeah, well, there's more people.
Yeah, 100%.
What do they expect? You know, it's going to happen, isn't it? You're gonna get more. If you've got more CO2 going in from us, we're turning oxygen into CO2. It's like it's a maths equation, isn't it?
Yep.
If there's more oxygen going in and CO2 coming out, and we're killing all the trees, what's going to happen?
It's a bleak outlook.
Well, it is, though. Because the CO2's eaten by the trees, and that's what they need to do. Just put more trees down.
More trees, mate.
More trees.
So the AT&T CEO
says
the first 5G devices won't be pucks. The biggest bottleneck in the spread of next-generation wireless tech is the lack of 5G smartphones. Yeah. So don't expect to make a phone call on the first 5G devices.
Oh, dear.
AT&T, so American News, has set a goal of launching its super-fast next-generation cellular network in a dozen markets by the end of the year, but the first 5G devices won't be phones. Mm. So the conference call on Wednesday...
So it's just like a tablet, then?
They
or
just,
dongle?
It's pucks that work like mobile hotspots. Yeah, so a MiFi.
They call,
Americans call MiFis pucks.
It looks like a hockey thing.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Hockey puck.
Since phone makers and component manufacturers are still working to get everything aligned for 5G phones, the chip makers say the first 5G compatible radio small enough for a phone won't likely appear until early next year, which is why some scratch their heads about AT&T's push to get 5G out this year.
Right.
But MiFi is always the way here. It always launches first, and then once 5G...
Is that true?
Yeah.
What, 4G was first out on the MiFi devices?
Yep.
Huh. Before the phones?
Yep.
Wow. You live and learn. You live and learn. Right, we're going to go into the download chart with a bit of a sort of semi-classic from DNCE and Nicki Minaj.
Minaj.
Oh, you need it. Hold on. There you go.
Minaj.
Minaj. We're the only thing on Saint FM right now.
Oh.
There's hope. There's hope. Don't worry, listeners. DNCE featuring Nicki Minaj. Kissing Strangers. Plays for you now. Download chart up next. Don't go anywhere. Helps if I turn it up as well, really, doesn't it?
Kissing strangers. Na 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 na. Till I find someone I love. Na 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 na. Kissing strangers. Na 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 na. Till I find someone I trust. Na 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 na. Kissing strangers. Open heart, open mind. Never know who you'll find. Open heart, close your eyes. Kissing strangers.
DNCE featuring Nicki Minaj, Kissing Strangers.
Don't recommend
on
Saint
FM 94.7.
Doesn't always go down well.
No.
Don't follow that advice.
No, don't kiss strangers. Unless I suppose. No, I'm not.
There's no suppose.
I was
going to
say unless they're Nicki Minaj, but you know
that's going to get you put in prison, mate. Or beaten up by a bouncers. Just don't.
Well, no,
No.
Yeah.
There's no justification.
No, there's no justification. Right, should we do the download chart?
Yeah, if you want. Why not? Go on.
Don't you fancy
I've
it?
I've got nothing better to do.
Okay.
I'm just sat here.
I wonder how we can do the download chart on the YouTube show.
Oh, what's this? Hang on. I've
numbers
got some
flying in.
Just landed.
Oh, breaking news. Hold on.
Breaking
hold
news.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let's get the breaking jingle. Let's get the breaking jingle. Hold on. There we go. Ready? Breaking news.
Mario Kart's coming to smartphones.
I saw that earlier today.
Oh, my God.
I know. That's amazing, isn't
it?
That
has just blown my mind.
I wonder if it's multiplayer.
Classic game Mario Kart is to become a smartphone app called Mario Kart Tour.
All
girls
right.
and boys, charge your excitement engines because we have some big ass news. Mario Kart is coming to your smartphone. As of yet, Nintendo haven't released full details of the game or its release date, but it's likely that the game's release will result in commuters UK-wide
Ooh.
Replacing Candy Crush with early morning high-octane 2D races around Yoshi Valley, Koopa Troopa Beach, and Ultimate Choco Mountain.
Imagine that.
Nintendo
while you're commuting.
To tell fans the game is on development and should be with us. Oh, in 2019.
See, I knew that'd happen.
Oh my
See,
God.
Right. So
you know what that does though.
What?
That ties in nicely with the building of Nintendo World in Universal Studios.
That oh,
I think that's either 2019
or 2020. Is that what they're doing? Don't tell me Disney are going to buy out Nintendo next.
No, it's Universal, mate.
What? All right. Universal are going to buy Nintendo then?
No, they've just gone into partnership.
Oh, okay.
But you can actually be in real life Mario Kart in Universal Studios. You can be in a kart,
oh, I see.
Or in a big virtual room, wearing VR glasses, 3D glasses, and you can shoot the shells and you'll spin out.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
That's cool. I would like to do that. Was it good? You've done this?
No, I've seen the video of it.
You're gonna do it?
Yeah. We're going in 2020, mate. Look at me.
Planning 2 years in ahead. Well, hang on. No,
2020.
Yeah, I bet you did it 3 years ahead, didn't you?
We knew it was going to go in 2020 because when we went last year,
yeah.
We knew that there was no point in going anymore because nothing else was going to be built.
All right, yeah, fair
so
enough.
So we thought we'd go back once everything's built. We
decent.
Saw when we were there last year, everything was being built. Star Wars World.
Yep.
The Universal was half torn down, getting ready for Nintendo.
Oh, right.
It's going to be amazing, mate.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it.
It's going to be epic.
Boom. No, hang on.
Boom.
Boom.
Oh, God. I was expecting to go and download it from the App Store.
Yeah, no, you got to wait.
You know how much I love Mario Kart.
I know. What you need to do is just get Remote Play. That doesn't work.
No, you can get an...
Remote Play Switch.
Get a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, there you go.
There's one
I'm
for
surprised
sale.
You haven't got one, James.
Well, the only thing that's tempting me at the moment...
Yeah.
...is... being able to play Fortnite on it because they're teasing being able to download
still haven't played Fortnite. That
you need to play it, mate. It's hilarious.
I know. I'll give it a go.
It's a combination of hide and seek, Call of Duty and Minecraft.
That's intrigued me even more. I will play it over the weekend and I will review it on the show next week. Right, should we do the download chart?
Yep, go on.
Oh, look at me with me jingles down
turn your faces up.
But first, it would be rude not to play the featuring game. So, James, out of the UK top 10 downloads from 10 to 1, how many have a featuring artist?
God, it's been ages, isn't it?
I know.
I think 6.
You go with 6?
Yeah.
Number 6. I'm going to go with my usual, or new usual.
Number 3.
I'm going with 3. Let's do it. Let's count down the top 10 downloads with featuring artists from 10 to 1. Here we go! Okay, in at
number 10.
It's Bruno Mars featuring Cardi B. No, it's not featuring, it's and Cardi B, so this one doesn't count.
Number 9.
Jax Jones featuring Inner. How would you say that, James? Is that Worldson? Roldson. How would you pronounce that?
Roldson.
Jax Jones featuring Inner Roldson. Down from 7 to number 9. Bruno was holding his place at 10, by the way, if you care. So, yeah, number 9. Down from 7 to number 9 is Breathe.
Number 8.
Heard it earlier. Up from 17 to number 8 is Portugal the Man. Feel it still.
Number 7.
7 this week, it's Jason Derulo featuring French Montana with Tiptoe. Down from 5.
Number 6.
6 this week, it's Eminem featuring Ed Sheeran, down from 1, which means, James,
it's a brand new number 1.
That's right, with River. in at six.
Number five.
You heard this earlier as well. Down from three to number five, it's Craig David. Craig David. Craig. Do you know what? He'll never shake that.
Rewind.
Yeah. He'll never shake that. No. It's really good, though, that track. Was that not good earlier? I Know You. Down from three to number five.
Number four.
Now, this, I do not understand how this got to number two. Rams and Barking. I said this to you, James, the other day, didn't I?
Yeah, because a guy at work was playing this yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, isn't this the Practical Joke song? And he was like, no, serious track, mate. I was like, what?
No, that one is. Yes. You're thinking of...
The Like It's Hot one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's exactly what he said to me.
But
no,
yeah.
It's a serious track, mate.
But well, it's not, though. Rams, well, it is. He made it in his bedroom, and it's got... Just most, I'd
one
say
hook.
90% is one the hook, hook, right?
One hook.
Didn't Quincy Jones just say about songs like Taylor Swift and everybody else, don't concentrate on the hook so much. Yes, it's catchy. Yes, people will get it because they like the hook. But it's not just about the hook. It's about the music. Damn it.
Yep, that's what we say.
Yeah. Up from 12. He's back up from number 12 to number 4
what
again.
Is?
Rams and Barking.
Well, Barking. No, mate.
He's like up at 7 a.m. Girlfriend's ringing him. You know, like yeah, that's
it's
all
hard life, mate. That's hard life.
That's it. Then it all starts again. Girlfriend's ringing him at 7 a.m. She's calling. You know,
of course,
all that you know sort of stuff. In at
number three.
Three down from two. It's Ed Sheeran and Perfect, and we have a brand new entry.
Number two.
It's Drake and God's Plan, but at the all important
number one,
it's up from four. It is Sigrid and Strangers, which we do have, and I almost played earlier. So thank God I didn't.
That would have been terrible.
It would have been terrible. But for some reason, I didn't play it, which means it's fine to go in the number one. And here it is. It's a great song. I do like it. It's Sigrid and Strangers. Can you tell I'm filling?
No.
No, not
no
at all,
it's
no,
not no, obvious so. At all.
Good. Right, so let's find the jingle. Where is it? Oh, I can never find it. Never find it. UK number one. Just talk amongst yourselves. It's fine.
When he's filling, he goes...
Do I? Mm. You noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh. Mm.
Still looking for that track, are you?
I am. Not the track, the number one. Ah, here it is. Got it. It's fine. Don't panic, Malden District and beyond. Here is your UK number one download. It is Sigrid and Strangers, and we'll be back with the reveal of the featuring game. Do not even, like, move a muscle. It's against the laws.
This is the UK number one.
Number one.
One.
Number one.
Like strangers, perfect pretenders. We're falling head over heels for something that ain't real. It could never be us. It's just you and I.
And James on the Technology Show.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah.
Hey.
Half of my heart is in Havana, ooh, nah, nah.
Hey.
He took me back to East Atlanta, nah, nah, nah. Oh, but my heart is in Havana. My heart is in Havana, Havana, ooh, nah, nah.
I knew I was there when I read the sign. Welcome to the U. I knew it was him when he hugged from behind.
Camila Cabello featuring Young Thug, Havana, on Saint FM 94.7. I believe it's a nice video if you've just watched it on the YouTube show as well. And if you're listening to the podcast, thank you very much. Back on all sources this week. You know, you don't need to feel bad if you have to tune out. Obviously not wanting you to tune out. But if you do, you've got a backup plan. It's like sort of recording it, you know. Mm-hmm. You can listen back at any time. It's fine. Should we do the reveal?
Got him.
It's always better to listen live, though, because you can interact and, you know... Oh, didn't do the details. Give us a tweet at Saint FM Tech Show or on Facebook.
At Saint FM. No. Facebook.com/The Tech Show.
But not too hard. Right, so... I don't know how to say stuff with a straight face. I don't... You almost laughed, James. You
no,
did.
No, I didn't. I was picking something at me too. Don't confuse picking something at my teeth with laughter. I've got Shane Williams looking at me on the screen with some kind of half a coconut in his hand.
I thought he had a champagne in his hand.
What is it?
Please edit that and put champagne's so he's toasting.
No, because he's got a million and one photos of him holding champagne. This is the first one I've seen him holding some kind of coconut in his hand. He's giving
that?
Me a very disapproving
what is
look. I don't know.
What is that?
I don't like. Get rid of him. I don't like him looking at me.
It looks like. It looks like a.
It's half a shell of some description.
No, it looks like what's a bee's nest?
A hive.
It looks like half a hive.
Could have some bees flying out of it. If you haven't already, subscribe to Shane Williams' YouTube channel.
It's amazing.
Go and watch his videos.
Didn't he eat a £25,000 burger or something the other day?
Oh, yeah, the most expensive burger in the world. It's mental. It's gold-plated. A gold leaf all over it. Guy's insane. You know, the lifestyle.
The burger did or the bun?
The bun. Yeah. The lifestyle this guy's leading at the moment. He's promised me he's going to take me out in London
right. For
a burger. He did a whole day of eating burgers.
Does he just get like anything he wants?
I'm sure he basically can't really talk about it too much. I think he advertises on the channel, so he goes in there as a blogger.
Yeah.
And they give him free stuff and he advertises the restaurant.
Yeah, hi Shane, if you're listening.
Yeah, hopefully he's listening. He does. He always retweets our stuff and shares our stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll tag him in the podcast.
Yeah, tag him in the podcast because we've talked about him now.
Well, if you're watching the YouTube show, we can cut to a video or something.
Yes.
Cut to a video of his and sort of, well, we'll have to ask him.
He liked it the other day because I was watching his video on my big 55-inch.
Oh.
He was like, oh, I feel famous now. Because I sent him a picture of me watching him
brilliant.
On TV.
Yeah, it does feel like a TV show when you put YouTube on TV, doesn't
it? His channel's amazing, though.
Yeah.
There's no one else doing anything that Shane like Shane is putting out there.
No. So check it out. What's his at?
He's Shane Williams.
Just search Shane. It's Shane with a Y, isn't it?
Shane Williams.
Shane with a Y. Williams.
Not to be confused with the other celebrity out there, Wayne Shilliam.
No. Nothing like. Nothing
we
like.
Found out the other day that Wayne Shilliam shares a birthday with me.
Yeah. Funny that.
I know.
It's funny. What a coincidence.
I know.
It's like your alter ego.
It's almost.
Yeah. We should bring him back.
No.
Okay.
He's in prison, mate. Don't talk about it.
All right, okay. So...
I've got some more news before. You've got to do the reveal.
And then you've got to choose a track that you want.
Yeah, but then I've got some more news.
Okay. Well, you've got to choose a track, then you can come back with news. So, we said in the featuring, I said three, didn't I? Three, you said six?
Six.
You said six, I said three, so let's see. So, it's one, two, three. It's three. Well, I didn't. Oh no, hang on. No, it's four. It's four.
You still win.
No, one, two, three, four. Yeah, it's four. It's four. So I win. Okay. I will pick a track then. I'm going to take it back. We were talking about Craig David earlier, right? Yeah. Let's play a classic Craig David track.
Well, hang on. How classic?
What about 7 days?
Mm.
Walking Away. Mm. Walking Away was good. It's not very tech show, though. Woman Trouble.
Okay.
Artful Dodger, Robbie Craig, Craig David. Here it is. It's Woman Trouble on Saint FM 94.7. This is my winning pick. Hold tight.
I feel fantastic, bombastic, ecstatically astounded. How a girl can really lose her.
I
Artful Dodger, Robbie Craig, Craig David, Woman Trouble on Saint FM 94.7. Coming up to hour two, don't go anywhere. We've got Weird and Strange. We've got the breakdown of the show. What feature should we bring back, James? Should we do 8-bit remix or one star? One star, still do one star. One star coming up next. Here's hour two.
Crank us up louder.
Turn that rocky down.
Shut up. Crank it up even more.
Golden District, Saint FM, 94.7.
You get me?
Me? Me?
Me? Here, ladies and gentlemen, it's the technology show.
It's Rich and James on the Technology Show.
I got to admit, this is a bit big-headed using this music. It's isn't it over? Do you think we should actually just use this every week now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is pretty cool.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. it just makes it feel really big-headed. This is hour two of the Tech Show. We've got loads of great stuff coming up. We've got, as I said, one-star reviews, Weird and Strange, not forgetting, of course, the world-famous Techno Takeover. That seems a bit underpowered to say that over this music. I think actually, when we do the intro, we should both have this effect on under this music, don't you? Maybe.
Yeah.
But we're starting hour two with a bit of Iggy Azalea, mate. And then we're coming back with one star reviews. Here we go.
More bounce in the motherfucking house. When the shit goes down, the block get loud. In your backyard bumping while we blazing out. Like you bounce in the motherfucking house. More bounce in the motherfucking house. Bounce, 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 bounce.
To the red light.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
Make your head like.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
Iggy Azalea, Mo Bounce on Saint FM 94.7 and the podcast and the YouTube show. So there you go. Wow. Loads of stuff.
We're all over the place.
Loads of stuff. We're all over the place, mate. Iggy Azalea.
I'm
not suggesting Iggy Azalea is all over the place, although she probably is. She's Mo Bouncing all over the place. Right, let's do one-star reviews. Are you ready? We haven't even picked an item or anything. What are we doing?
We're doing one-star reviews.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I thought we agreed on that just now, didn't we? No?
What do you
want to do then?
I thought we'd talk about some more tech, mate. There's so much to catch up on.
Well, we normally do one star at this time.
I know, but you get a twitchy leg because you can't do your routine.
Fine. For you, I'll mix it up, James. We'll do a bit of tech news going into one star.
All right.
I don't care. It's fine.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
Technology news. So, okay, what is going on?
I just think around the world,
we're
the tech show. I know. We should be talking about tech, not playing games. I think, you know, we're a serious broadcast.
I know, we've got the finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Stomach, mate. There is a pulse in it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. What is that, by the way?
I don't know. Why has that popped up?
I don't know.
So, Twitter warns more of its users about Russian propaganda.
No.
The social network says it sent alerts to about 1.4 million people regarding Russian-linked content on their site.
Around elections, this always pops up, doesn't it? Mm. You know.
Twitter is apparently sending a warning signal to a lot of its users about Russian propaganda on the social network.
Mm.
On Wednesday, the company updated an earlier blog post and said approximately 1.4 million people have now gotten a heads up that they may have interacted on Twitter with Russian-linked content meant to spark division in the United States.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
It's pretty bad. Well, it's all the bots. You know, I was looking. They look at algorithms. There's a way to actually detect what is a bot and what isn't a bot.
In the original post from Monday, Twitter said it emailed 677,000
of its US users who during last year's presidential election retweeted or liked a post by the Internet Research Agency, a Russian government-linked group.
Mm.
People who followed an account associated with IRA propaganda were also included in that figure. The post followed a mid-January statement that Russian propaganda had been more widespread than estimated. So Russia's basically waging internet war, isn't it? At the moment?
Well, it's all the cyber stuff. There's a lot of stuff on the digital coming out of Korea as well. I think mainly North, but sometimes it just seems China and you know, they just have a lot of cyber stuff going on. Just a bit strange.
So
always around election time as well.
The Nintendo Switch has reached a whopping 14.8 million in sales.
Right.
That's more than the Wii U sold during its entire lifetime.
Mm.
The Wii U was a massive flop. But it's a great shame. Little console.
I like it. Yeah. Again, though, what I would say is the Switch, although it's got the portability, the graphics and everything about it aren't that much different to Wii U.
Because no, it's exactly the
same games. Yeah.
But you've got a different level of gaming on there.
It's just the
you?
Portability, isn't it?
No, you've got the games that you can use with the little controllers.
Oh, yeah. But you could argue as well, Wii U wasn't maybe enough for people from the Wii.
Wii U was competing with PS4 at its height.
It wasn't a PS4, though, was it?
No, but it was competing.
Mm.
It didn't have enough content, didn't have enough games.
No.
It was weird with its weird screen.
That's true. Got a bit of news about Tinder, if you're into Tinder.
I'd love to have a go on Tinder.
Tinder must stop charging its older users more for plus features, court rules. The online dating service Tinder must change one of its key monetization strategies. A Los Angeles, appellate court, I think, reversed a lower court's decision on Monday and told Tinder to stop charging older users more money per month for its Tinder Plus service. Oh. The proposed class action lawsuit filed by Tinder user Alan Candelore in February 2016 alleged that Tinder engaged in illegal age discrimination by charging its 30 and older users $19.99 per month for Tinder Plus while offering younger users $9.99 or $14.99.
Really?
So, yeah, discounting younger members. So, you know, in this day and age with all the, you know, male, female, you know, all the equality stuff, I suppose ageism is a thing that should be tackled as well. You know,
they're basically saying people over 30 are that unsavvy that they would just go, oh, yeah, okay.
Or are they saying maybe they can afford it because they earn more?
It's very strange.
You know, but, you know, it is an odd one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you shouldn't have anything that changes just based on age, really. It's like the holidays for certain age groups, isn't it? You know, not saying I'd want to go on a holiday for the over 50s.
That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
That would be weird.
We're not quite there yet, mate.
No, not quite. No. I'm a bit closer than you, but
yeah, you are.
Not much. No.
No.
Oh. When I say not much, I'm this side of 40, so it's all good. I'm still this side of 40.
You're not
40 I'm in my 30s.
Yet, are you?
I can say I'm in my 30s, which is good.
Yeah, you're not 40 yet.
No. I feel like I'm having a therapy session.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No. Right. You got any more news?
Get off your chest.
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Today's Mental Awareness Day. I've done all that over the past few weeks. Mental Health Awareness Day is, so, you know, if there's anything you want to talk about, Richard.
No, it's fine.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Don't bury it deep now.
No, I'm fine. Never do. White House seeks 72% cut to clean energy research. The Trump administration has made it very clear that its pro-fossil fuels has had little interest in pushing programs to promote the renewable energy. Now the Washington Post reports that the president's proposed 2019 budget slashes funds for energy department programs focused on energy efficiency. What is it about the cutting, you know, the clean energy? You know, it can only be good, can't it?
Yeah, why he sees it as a bad thing, I really don't know. Does he make more money off coal?
I don't know.
He must make money.
He must have shares in coal or something.
You
can only draw that conclusion, can't you? Really. But, yeah, it's an odd one. Are we going to do any sort of poll tonight?
Is a sitting president allowed to make a decision that influences his own self-interest?
I wouldn't have thought so.
But didn't the Bush administration do that? They went to war in Iraq and had money and investments in weapons companies.
Possibly.
So they made money off of the Gulf War. Potentially.
I guess so.
So I think that they are allowed to do that. So if, say, he owns like all of the coal mines in America, hypothetically, and he goes, it's all about fossil fuels, everybody, we're going to burn that coal, and he's lining his own pockets.
That is an interesting concept. I'm not sure. But you could be
Isn't it, though?
It's true.
Because he could, and another one could be, like, he could own, say, a car company, and he could be like, okay, I'm going to put tax up on these cars, so if you buy these cars, you're going to pay more.
Don't know if you can be brand bias on that.
Same thing, though, isn't it, surely?
Yeah, it's about emissions and stuff, isn't it? But I don't know, I guess he could pass anything.
Yes, yeah, so, I mean, he just goes in that little office and signs that book, doesn't he? He's the only president I've ever seen.
He has to still go through Congress, doesn't it?
No, not when he does those executive orders.
Yeah, but
when
they can get reversed, can't they?
Only one of them's been reversed so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's... fair enough. Fair enough. Good point.
Does scare me a little bit.
Yeah. I know.
Because fossil fuels are bad.
Yeah.
Drugs are bad. Alcohol's bad.
You could say anything's bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to have a track. We're going to come back with one star reviews. Because I have to do it. We have to do it. It's a lot.
We'll find
it's a lot. Fake news. So here is Clean Bandit featuring Zara Larsson and Symphony.
Oh, I love this song.
It's great, isn't it?
I liked the advert at Christmas.
Well, you're going to get to see the video on the YouTube show.
It made me shed a little tear. Have you seen the video? It was on BBC One. All over Christmas.
Well, I wasn't around.
It's not the original video. Oh, you wasn't here.
I wasn't, no.
You need to get... Right, play the song and then bring it up on YouTube.
Okay.
You need to see it.
All right. No worries. Will do.
Play.
Here we go. Clean Bandit, Zara Larsson, Symphony, Saint FM 94.7. We'll be back after this.
Right, YouTube.
Rich and James on the Technology Show.
I just want to be part of your symphony.
That was pretty good, actually.
Just brought a tear to Rich's eye.
We just watched the video that James was talking about. It was a BBC One Christmas.
It's a dad moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. So I guess on the YouTube show, we may just cut to that.
It's better than
we'll give that a go. So we may have cut to that, or we may have done the original
video.
It's just
Zara Larsson stood in a gold dress in front of an orchestra.
There you go. So whichever one you saw, we hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So we're going to do one-star reviews now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Have
you picked some?
I will do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's time, don't worry. Here we go, one star reviews. Do you want to do a solo?
Nah.
Go on. I'll do one if you do one.
No. I'm fine.
Right, okay. Back to the serious show. You know, like on the news, you wouldn't see him doing that, would you? Yeah. This is the news. Right, okay, so one star reviews. This week. We're going to have... What should we do then? What sort of tech?
I thought you said you picked one.
Give me an area of tech.
Smart home.
Smart home, really? Okay.
Go smart.
Okay. So smart home tech. Let's look at the one-star reviews and see what is the worst best we can find. Let's go cheap, shall we? Mm-hmm. It's got to be cheap, isn't it? It's always good. Automation.
Have they brought out knockoff?
Oh, there's two, and there's one of them's one star.
Have they brought out like knockoff Amazon Echoes and things like that yet?
I don't think they can they? Because I
see things
right?
like that pop up on Facebook.
Do you?
Yeah, like it looks like an Amazon Echo, but it just really looks rubbish.
Okay,
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they have.
See if we can find that.
Yeah,
we might be able to find
fake. Yeah. Fake home.
So this one is a Wi-Fi smart switch. I don't quite know.
What does that do?
I don't know quite what it is. But it's got two reviews. One's 5-star and one's 1-star. Funny that. Mm. The review simply says, the headline is Servers Always Down by A. Gorton.
Terrible issues with servers being down constantly. Avoid. This means the switches don't work.
So it's a bit worried, actually, if it relies on the remote server.
That's terrifying.
To control an internal switch.
Why would you want your internal switch being passed through some kind of server?
Online. Yeah, you wouldn't. Because that does sound...
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah. And the irony is, if they didn't do the server, obviously it wouldn't have the problem.
Saying that, my smart bulbs?
Oh, yeah.
They did a weird thing the other night.
Right.
They stopped responding via Alexa, worked via their own app, manually... Mm. And then the next morning, after I'd sat there and reinstalled them, uninstalled them, messed around with them, still couldn't get them to work, gave up, went to bed, thought, great. Mm. Woke up in the morning, it worked fine.
Yeah, that might be... Did you reboot the router?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did everything. I know. That doesn't make any sense. But they were working off their own app, so I could control them perfectly fine. Mm. They were on the Wi-Fi network. I disconnected them, I reconnected them. I did absolutely everything you could imagine.
Mm.
And they just... Alexa was saying they were doing
it. You're setting everyone's devices off, by the way.
Well, no, because not everyone has theirs set to Alexa. I've changed the name of mine.
But you might be setting some off.
Alexa, turn on lounge.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. Or, what'd be worse is, Alexa...
Well, we had to change the...
Cancel.
We had to change the name of the one in the lounge, because it's right by the TV, and they have that stupid Amazon advert that tells you Alexa to do things.
I know, but that doesn't work on mine. It's like it's programmed to ignore.
We had to change it, change the name.
Oh, because of that?
Yeah.
Didn't work on mine.
Well, we had to change
they're supposed to have an algorithm in there that it ignores.
No, we had to change the ones upstairs, because they're in next neighbouring rooms, so they were all... You'd say one thing in one room, and it would... talk to it in the other. So they've got it. So every single Alexa in my house has got a different name.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I suppose the
main
one.
But it doesn't, though, because it's so frustrating. You have to remember which one you're talking to.
Mm. See, I didn't do that. But yeah, if I'm in the middle of the hallway, for instance, I trigger both off.
Yeah, well, if I was to walk through my front door and it was a dead quiet house and I was the only one in and they were all the same name, I don't know what it would do. They're supposed to have proximity, aren't they? They're supposed to know which one you're talking to.
Mm. What, you mean like talk to each other to find out what one...
Yeah, they're supposed to have some kind of smart... They are.
Well, I think actually, yeah, because I shouted from the bedroom to turn the light down. And I think you're right, yeah. The one in the lounge picked it up and the one in the kitchen ignored me. Or vice versa. So yeah, I think you're right there.
Have you got one in your actual kitchen? What's that control? The same...
What? No, yeah, you can control... So if you want to be quiet, you can control lights or like things like other devices.
Yeah, but why do you need one in your kitchen?
Because it's more central.
Right.
Probably makes sense to have it in the hallway, but there's no logical place to have it.
No, that's a pain, isn't it?
Yeah,
I don't like mine being by the TV, but it's the only place I can really plug it in.
See, that's the thing. They need to sort of be integral in the house, don't they? They need to start building them into the place.
Yeah.
You know? So it's because on Star Trek, I know it's a vague
computer.
Yeah, but they could do that from anywhere. They didn't go, the one nearby.
I like that one of the options is computer. That's what we've got Jack set as.
That does make
it
that.
When I walk into Jack's room, it is like I'm talking Star Trek.
Oh, now you make me want to change mine.
Mine's Jack's room is computer. So your computer, turn Jack's room on.
Comes
on.
Do you have a captain's chair and like sitting in?
Not in Jack's room.
Warp factor 9. Engage.
I wanted the lounge to be computer, but Donna says it's too much of a mouthful.
What, computer?
Yeah, it's 3 syllables, whereas Echo is 1 or 2. Echo's 2.
So Alexa and computer will be the same.
Yeah,
but
she wants. She wanted the smallest amount.
I get it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So maybe they should expand it and give you more.
I think you should be able to set it whatever you want it to be. Yeah.
I don't like the fact you have to pause as well, because you do have to do it. It's like you're hailing it, isn't it?
I don't. It's one flowing statement.
Yeah, see, that's, you're supposed to do, you know, like...
I don't.
You know,
it
asking
lights
a person.
Up straight away.
Da-da-da-da-da.
You watch it get your attention. It goes...
Let's try this one, really. I better not, actually. No. I was going to do something, but yeah.
We're massively advertising Amazon Echo here, aren't we?
I know.
How many have you got in your house? 2?
We're not sponsored by...
I've got 3.
Or supported by...
Does your mum and dad got one?
Oh, yes.
Do they use it all the time?
I think so.
They got light bulbs?
No.
What do they use it for?
Music.
Are they listening to us on it right
music,
now?
Music, just asking general questions? I'm not sure, but I think we can control theirs.
The maths is amazing.
Yeah, have you tried? You can actually play, if you say, I'm going to say A, play the Tech Show podcast.
Yeah.
It actually plays a podcast.
Yeah, I know it does.
It's quite cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Like that. So try that if you want to hear old episodes. Yeah, just ask Alexa to play it for you.
Well, actually, it knew the answer to something that was... I didn't expect it to know the answer to.
Mm.
That's right. Jack was... I don't know, there was some TV show, and Jack was asking about birds.
Right.
And he was like, Daddy, what's the largest bird? And I was like, is that an emu or an ostrich? Or...
Oh, yeah, you could ask it questions
like
that. Yeah,
yeah. But then he was like, okay, so if that's the largest bird, what's the smallest bird? And my brain is full of this stuff.
Mm.
I went, it's a hummingbird.
I would think that.
Yeah. And Donna went, hummingbird. No, it's not. And like laughed it off. And I went, no, I'm going
to
prove it.
I went,
Echo, what's the smallest bird in the world? And it went, the smallest bird in the world is the hummingbird. And I went, ah, in your face, like that. And brilliant. she was like, no, I knew you was right. I didn't doubt you.
You can also ask it how big a country is, and it tells you not only the square foot or square meters.
It's better than Google.
It tells you edge to edge, like the
That's
width
nuts.
The in miles.
It hasn't not. It's not been able to. It, what's the right way of saying this without being in a double negative?
Outsmart?
I haven't been able to outsmart it. Like, what is it? Donna was going through a stage of finding out what kind of foods had what vitamins in.
Oh yeah,
because she was eating some special foods and she wanted to know what vitamins were in what, so she didn't have to buy supplements and stuff. Yeah, she was like, Echo, what vitamins does a tomato have in it? And it read back the vitamins.
Mm, yeah, I know. If you think, what? It's got all that information to draw from on the website.
It's just so insane.
It's quite, we do sound like we're sponsored by Amazon, but we're not.
No, but we're just, other we are just devices real fans are available. Of it. We're just real fans.
We are
of it.
Fans, yeah. But we have to say Google now.
Glad.
Google Home. Google Home is available.
Not as good, though.
Well, it's arguable.
It's not as good.
I know someone that's
because
got
it one. Hasn't got the shopping element.
Google's got shopping, but I don't
but
know.
But Amazon's it's got bigger than Google.
Yeah, well, in your
it is though, isn't it? It is.
Perhaps you should ask. Ask Alex. Oh,
so did you see the video on
which company's bigger?
You see the video on Facebook.
No.
Someone
they
asked,
talk to each other.
This is we're nearly half nine. Someone asked Echo.
Yeah.
What teabagging is?
Right. Remember, we're doing podcast and family YouTube video.
Yeah. But I'm not gonna give the description of what it is. Right, someone asked what teabagging was. It gave the adult content answer of what teabagging is.
Right.
You don't know what it is, do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you off air.
It's family
anyway,
show.
Yeah. It's all right. We're not talking about it.
No, okay.
So,
Just for reference, it means when you dunk your teabag in the teapot.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's the phrase.
Yeah, your teabag. Anyway, so if you asked Alexa this previously to this video coming out, it would give you the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you ask it says, I'd rather not answer that.
Ooh.
They've taken so it off.
Yeah, because it's been asked too many times, and it's probably if someone made a video about it. Then, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. One star review didn't really go very far, did it?
No, because it ended up us talking about our favourite new toys.
It'll be back with a vengeance next week. Mm. But we are going to go to a track now. I think a bit of Rita Ora, don't you?
Which one? Is it a new one?
Your song?
Oh, yeah, go on.
It's a good song. Yeah. Saturday FM 94.7, Tech Show, me Rich.
And me, James.
And we'll be back after this. Don't go anywhere.
I don't want to hear sad songs anymore. I only want to hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. Don't want to sing mad songs anymore. Only want to sing your song. Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm in love.
Rita Ora, your song, Saint FM 94.7. And now it's time for this.
The Technology Show on Saint FM 94.7.
weird and strange tech. That's right, it's time for Weird and Strange Tech, where we look at what's going on with a sort of pair of strange and weird glasses on, just to sort of give you the odd side of the tech news. So let's see what weird and strange is going on this week. Have you got anything weird and strange over there, James?
No.
I've got one. This will scare you, because I know what you like with this. Ford patents driverless police car that ambushes lawbreakers using AI.
Nah, that's it. Game over.
So, effectively, it's RoboCop in a car. Ford has developed a patent for a police car that issues tickets without even pulling you over.
Oh,
so
God.
It's an AI-driven car that just chases you around, giving you tickets.
Pull over!
No, it doesn't pull you over. Doesn't even pull you over.
No, I don't like it.
Without even pulling you over. The same car could also use artificial intelligence to find good hiding spots to catch traffic violators. The details may sound far-fetched, as if they belong in science fiction. Demolition Man, you might be able to relate to that. Or
it's a great film.
New dystopian novel inspired by Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. But these scenarios are grounded in a potential reality. They come from a patent developed by Ford and being reviewed by the US government to create autonomous police cars. Ford's patent application was published this month, although experts claim autonomous vehicles will make driving safer and more rule-bound. Ford argues in its application that in future, traffic violations will never disappear entirely. While autonomous vehicles can and will be programmed to obey traffic laws, a human driver can override that programming to control and operate the vehicle at any time. The patent's application says, when a vehicle is under the control of a human, there is a possibility of violation of traffic laws. Thus, there will still be a need to police traffic. So, you're just going to have these... I mean, they could send an army of police cars out. You could have one in every street. So it's just going to end up with law enforcement literally everywhere, isn't it? I'm not saying it's, you know, you don't have to be worried about it if you're not breaking the law. But, you know, say you accidentally just, you're distracted and you might just sneak a little bit over. Boom, that's it.
Game over.
You know, 1 mile an hour over. Boom, it sees you. That's it, you're done. You know? I'm not promoting.
No emotion. I am the AI police car.
Exactly. I'm not promoting it. But you know, or you're going down a hill and you just split second too late on the brakes. Boom. That's it. That's it. Game over.
Do you smell something burning?
Might be my arm.
Is that heater on?
Yeah.
Might be the heater.
It's fine. You moan if it's cold, James.
I'm not moaning. I don't want to die a fiery death.
No, it's fine. The exit's that way. That's one weird and strange. Have you got one over there?
No, I don't really do weird and strange anymore. That's your area.
Facebook really wants to come back.
Facebook
wants
dying
you to come
out.
Back.
It's dying out.
The social network is getting aggressive with people who don't log in often. Working to keep up its engagement numbers, Bloomberg reports. Sample this, for instance. It's been about a year since Rishi Gorenala deleted the Facebook app from his phone, and the company has only gotten more aggressive in its emails to win him back. The social network started out by alerting him every few days about friends that had posted photos or made comments, each time inviting him to click a link and view their activity on Facebook. He rarely did. Then, about once a week in September, he started to get prompts from a Facebook security customer service address. It looks like you're having trouble logging into Facebook. The emails would say, just click the button below and we'll log you in. If you weren't trying to log in, let us know. He wasn't trying, but he doesn't think anybody else was either. The content of mail they send is essentially trying to trick you, in his opinion. Like someone tried to access my account and I should go and log in. So it's trying to tempt you back. If it's, I guess they're saying it's potentially, in their opinion, like an addiction. And if you're not on it, and they just keep trying to tempt you back in.
Facebook really, it does. It's not as interesting as it used to be. I used to like Facebook when it was like Twitter, when you had people's statuses and they said things and you got to know what they were doing. Mm. Now it's just endless reshares of pages and videos and memes.
Yeah.
it's okay, but I scroll through all that nonsense to see what actual real people are doing, and that's why I prefer Twitter.
Didn't they say they're trying to cut down on, they're trying to prioritise people updates rather than, you know, the newsy updates and stuff like that. That's what Zuckerberg's trying to focus on. But you know,
it's just videos, adverts, groups. People only really talk in groups now.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's not really on the page.
No one puts a status out there.
No, no.
If people are going to put a status out there, they put it out there in a group, and it's like, I don't come to this group to look at your status.
No, no, that's true. Very true. I've got one more weird and strange for you. High school computer science, look ma, no textbooks, is the headline. Computer science teacher Alfred Thompson wonders how other high school CS teachers use textbooks. It's not a conversation I hear much about, he writes. Indeed, many teachers apparently don't rely on textbooks much at all. In fact, the highly touted new AP Computer Science Principles, APCSP, course does not require textbooks at all. Albeit, some of the bigger providers, both of whom partner with Microsoft, don't require traditional textbooks. So it's the death of the textbooks, James. I always remember having lots of textbooks when you did, you know, your biology textbook and all that. But it's kind of, it's all going digital.
Around, yeah.
It's going digital. You know, there's no need to have a textbook anymore. You know, but at the kitchen table and stuff like that, surely you still need to have a textbook to go through. You wouldn't want to, you know, you could get a tablet out and get distracted, surely, talking about things like Facebook. You're trying to revise and Facebook keeps popping up, you know? So, what do you do in that scenario?
Watch the thing that's...
What am I watching? Oh, right, okay. Fair enough. Right, okay. Not to exclude you there, listener. That was a funny video that we can't discuss on here.
It's really painful, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah. Anyway, that wraps up Weird and Strange. We are going to jump into the Techno Takeover in just a minute, but we're going to have one more normal track, and it'll be the Techno Takeover.
Could I pick it?
What?
I
was going to go Kesha
up.
Praying, but what one do you want to take us into the Techno Takeover with then?
I wanted that little mix track that's got Stormzy on it.
Good luck. No. What's it called?
Hang on.
It might be on here.
It is... Power.
No.
There's no little mix on
computer
there.
Computer says no. There's loads of little mix. You got Cannonball, Love Me Like You, Black Magic, Wings, Change Your Life, Shout Out To My Ex.
Go on. Yeah,
Shout Out To My Ex.
No, do Black Magic. Go
Black
on.
Magic, okay.
A little bit.
Just for you, James, this is your choice taking us... In fact, this can start the Techno Takeover. It's Little Mix, Black Magic, Techno Takeover continues next, and we'll go in flange mode. Don't go anywhere. Tech Show, me Rich.
And me, James.
Here's Little Mix. Take a sip on my secret potion. I'll make you fall in love. Little Mix and Black Magic. The flange is on, but oh yeah, there we go. That's a bit better. So the flange is on. Little Mix, Black Magic. Going straight into a bit of this. You ready, James?
Yeah.
This will take you back. If it
plays.
If it works. Here we go. Oh. You know what this is, don't you?
Yeah. Sandstorm.
It's Darude and Sandstorm. Crank it up because it will blow the roof off. Sandstorm. On Saint FM 94.7 Techno Takeover on the Tech Show with me, Rich.
Me, James. And no third person.
Darude, Sandstorm. I faded the wrong thing. Here's Carry Out, Timbaland featuring Justin Timberlake on Saint FM 94.7. Rolling it back a bit. It's a good tune. Crank it up. Take my order, push your body like a carry out. Let me walk.
walk into your body till you hear me out. Turn me on, my baby, don't you cut me out. Turn me on, my baby, don't you cut me out. Take my order, cause your body like a carry out. And let me walk into your body till it's lights out. Turn me on, my baby, don't you cut me out. Turn me on, my baby, don't you cut me out. Number one, I take two number threes. That's a whole lot of you and a side of me.
That was Timbaland featuring Justin Timberlake, Carry Out. You're right in the middle of the techno takeover on the Tech Show. And we are going to have another banger now. Fancy a bit of Pitbull, James?
Which one?
Back in Time.
Yeah, go on.
It's such a banger. We are back-to-back bangers on the show tonight. Here it is then. It's Pitbull, Back in Time. Go, Pitbull.
Black mask, black gloves with a little bit of rope to tie. I flipped it, black suits, white shirts, black glasses with a matching tan.
That was Pitbull, Back in Time. And how could we not have a bit of DJ Fresh and Gold Dust taking it right back about 8 years now, James, believe it or not. Back to 2010-ish. Yeah. DJ Fresh, Gold Dust. Okay, that is just about the end of the show. This has been the Techno Takeover and indeed the Tech Show with me, Rich Tracy.
Me, James Hayden.
That's it.
Yeah. We'll be back next week. Don't forget the podcast and the YouTube show will be launching around the weekend at some point. But we're going to play out with Example. You don't have to say nothing.
Till the sunrise, we won't back down. The subjects worth hiding, this high stakes we're riding it. Ooh.